Today we'll be doing Sefer Yadalu. The Shulchan Aruch tells us Suma Yori Lifnei Hateva. A blind person can daven for the Amud. Uvilvad Shelo Yikra B'Torah, provided that he does not read from the Torah. Mishum Dvarim Shabichsav Yatorah Shaili Yomram Balpeh, because the halacha is that one is not permitted to read parts of Tanakh by heart. Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Memal tells us Suma Afilu B'Shtei Einav, even if he's blind in both eyes. V'Chayev B'Chol Hamitzos Min HaTorah Tekayim Alon Kirabban Under Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin that a blind person is chayev in all mitzvos in the Torah, even though Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. We follow the Rabbanan. The Chavos Yoris suggests that a blind person should still not daven for the Yomim on the Yomim Noraim, even if it's only blind in one eye. When there's someone equally qualified as him, however, the Elio Rabba disagrees. That only means that you should not appoint him to be the Chazin. But you shouldn't remove him if, let's say, you appointed him as the chazan and then he subsequently became blind. You don't have to take him off from his post of being the chazan. If the chazan is deaf, Rabbi Kiva Eger concludes that you should not be a chazan. Because even though if you don't hear the words that you're saying during David and you're still technically yotzei, but you're supposed to hear what you're saying, and therefore he would not be yotzei, therefore he cannot be motzi others. I'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up with Siv Tezvav tomorrow.